let's start with the rules. Apparently, some of the ones that pass. We'll start with replay. How did you like that proposal, and how do you think it's going to affect the way that's officiated in terms of pace of play and things like that?
Well, I think number one, all the proposals are good. They're good proposals. If you just would be able to sit and listen to all the conversations, the background of each and every case, everybody is trying to make the game better. So you always have an opportunity to agree or disagree, and at the end of it, there's when you have a consensus, it's for all the right reasons.
I'm talking to Mark, and he presented the replay thing. He said some head coaches were a little concerned that the referees would not have the final say, but they will have input. Were you at all concerned about that? And if so, why?
I'm not concerned because once again, this isn't something that they just started today. I mean, there's a process, there's history. These are things that there's so much invested into. So. And if you look at the way the playoffs have been run, you have the extra officials on the sideline. The communications increases greatly, and you feel very comfortable as a head coach about the information you're given, how it's communicated not only to the sideline, but more importantly to the players on the field. So I think it's all, it's all these things, particularly the replay, is going to help us.
It's been a different offseason with obviously more free agent activity. Has that changed the challenge or the approach to the offseason for you, or is it just the numbers thing?
Well, I look at every, to me we have three phases that we go through. You have the offseason program, you have the training camp, and then you have the in season. And with that, you have player acquisition that comes in different phases too. So the player acquisition part of it never really changes the coaching approach. Because we're always looking to improve, whether it's through the draft or through free agency. But with that, we're going to change some things. Our offseason program is going to be slightly different than it's been before, and that's all due to the things that you learn during the course of the year. You look back at the way you some things you did before. How can you make your practice better? How you can make it more efficient? Make sure you're pushing it one way or the other, whether it's more red zone time, more time in a passing game. Those are the things that we work on as coaches, February, March, and into April. So when the players do get back here for the offseason program, we can start training and hopefully fit the vision of how we're going to be as a football team.
Is it a good thing to have different perspectives in the locker room from players from different backgrounds, different teams that have done it a different way and can kind of contribute to the collective perspective?
I think all experience is healthy. I think like anything in life, you should always evaluate and educate. You should always look at those types of things. And really the key, particularly in our business, is how do you apply it? How do you apply it to your program? How do you apply it to the things that you already do? And we're not going to get too far away from our core, our fundamental beliefs. That's why we're successful. But we do want to improve, and we're open to new ideas.
Mike, you lost a lot of productive players here in free agency, guys who played a lot of snaps for you. As a head coach, what's the challenge replacing that? I know you brought in a couple of guys, but not all at the same position. So as you look at it right now, what's your challenge in replacing some really productive players?
Well, we lost some really good players and really good people too. So I look at it from both angles. It's more opportunity for our younger players or our new players that are coming in. Because at the end of the day, we're going to tailor what we ask these players to do to their strength, not based on what players before them did. So you got to stay focused on that. And really, the biggest challenge, the biggest opportunity is for our second, third, fourth year players and clearly our veteran group to take big steps in leadership. Because some of the players that have moved on have big leadership roles in our locker room. So. We're going to grow in both those areas.
One of those leaders that have moved on is T.J. Lang. You sounded pretty optimistic at the combine that something would get done. How disappointing is it to see him move on, and do you feel like you have a replacement on this roster at right guard?
Well, our philosophy is clear pretty much each and every year. I mean, we do intend to sign our own guys. I mean, that's always our priority. That's the conversations that take place inside of football operations. It's a challenge. Obviously, the landscape was different this year. I look at it differently. I mean, TJ has a tremendous financial opportunity in front of him, and that's a very positive thing for him and his family. So, you know, there's more to this than a game of football. It is about maximizing opportunities. You do want all your guys back. I mean, that's really a constant conversation between Ted and I. I mean, we focus on our own players. Result of who gets signed and why they didn't get signed, that's irrelevant in my view. I mean, negotiations are tough on both sides. Don't get it wrong, but everybody has to make a business decision what's best for them and their family. I respect that, but our focus is clearly on trying to sign our own players back.
When you look at Jason Spriggs, Kyle Murphy at guard, would you think of the thoughts of moving Brian Bulaga inside? How will you go about trying to replace that?
We have very good numbers. Our offensive line, I really like the offensive line group, and I look for that offensive line group to grow both, on the field production with the opportunities to a number of different players that are already here, and I look for that group to really step up in the area of leadership.
Mike, and I know you put Spriggs there last year because you had to in certain instances. He held up well in some cases, maybe not so well in other. Long term, is he a guy that could play inside? He just seems like more of an outside guy.
Well, I mean, he's a tackle, and then and the first thing you have to say about Jason is he can play left tackle in this league, and that's huge. That's a priority position in my view. So with that tells you the importance that he has to our offensive line. So I think we're very fortunate. We have David, Brian Bulaga, and Jason, so we have three high-quality tackles. It's about opportunities. That spot is obviously open. And how those players will be challenged and the opportunities in front of them. I mean, that's really what the spring is for.
Would you look at Bulaga inside?
I really don't want to get into that, but I'll just say this. Brian Bulaga, I thought, had his best year at right tackle last year, and I'm not really looking to move him because I think I know Brian and David gave us an outstanding combination of right and left tackle play, and with that, you have that consistency and let's be honest, that position affects game planning as much as any other, on the offensive side of the ball.
Mike, you've got the last few years, injury numbers, whatever it turned out to be. You didn't have two tight ends that you could play a lot together. You've got two new ones who can do a lot of different things for you. Has that opened up your creativity in terms of your playbook again? And does that get your juices going?
Definitely. I mean, we have three very good tight ends now. I mean, three veteran tight ends that all three of them have played a lot of football in the NFL and obviously are very productive. So, regardless of the personnel group, I've always viewed offense as a two-back offense or a one-back offense, and conceptually we travel through those two, those two situations, and we'll do the same with these tight ends. But they're definitely giving us more flexibility.
How important is a tight end position to opening up your offense with what you like? You're a tight ends guy.
Open up our offense. You want to maybe play different personnel groups. I don't know if there's a personnel group we haven't played yet in my time here. So, it's all part of our offensive system. To me, if you don't have the opportunity to bring a player into your program and you can't take advantage of his skill set, you're gonna have to take a hard look at his. You have to take a hard look at your offensive system. We have that in place. We've played with three tight ends on the field at the same time, and we played with them in the backfield. Probably played them more displaced than we ever have. I'm looking forward to, playing more with the line, with the tight end on the line of scrimmage. That's definitely something that'll be different this year than we've done in the past. So that exists already. It's just we need to do a better job playing. To the specifics and the details of our offensive scheme, and that's what we'll focus on in the offseason.
Specifically adding Martellus Bennett, what do you know about him already, and what does he give you?
I thought he came in on his visit and then did a great job. I mean, I think he impressed a lot of people. You have reputations and things like that. I thought our personnel guys did a great job in the research. I enjoyed my time with them. The creativity and the personality, but more importantly, what he brings to the program. So I think he'll be a good fit for us. I go back to the statement about playing with a tight end on the line of scrimmage. He definitely gives that, and that that's something that he didn't play a lot of, you know, up in New England. He's been displaced a lot, so I'm looking forward to playing him in every position, displaced, you know, moving him around. But it'd be great to get him back and play a little more, you know, tight end on the line of scrimmage.
You talk about reputation. I haven't met him yet, but around the league, he's got a big personality. Oh, yeah. Have you reached out to anyone about the challenges of coaching him?
No, I trust our research. There's been conversations. Those conversations happen before you even consider bringing, you know, a player into your program. So very comfortable with the process, very comfortable with his visit here, and I think he'll be a good fit for our locker room.
Like your running back position, you weren't able to keep Eddie, so now you got Ty, and you bring back Kristen and Don, who played three games for you. Are you comfortable that if things don't change, you're going to be okay there? Ted,
well, I mean,
bodies.
Yeah, we need more players at that position. We understand that. So that's a very demanding position. You just look what happened to us last year with two big physical veteran running backs that both went through injuries. So, yeah, we understand that. But, you know, my focus has always been on the players that are here, you know, how we're going to develop them and so forth. And, you know, our personnel department is, you know, they're going to stay after it as far as whether it's through the draft or free agency. But, yes, I think, you know, there's a reason why you have a 90-man roster, and we'll definitely complete that before our offseason program starts, you know, after the draft.
Did you take anything out of last year in terms of how veteran running backs may or may not hold up over time, or was that just a unique situation?
Well, I mean, you have to look at Eddie's situation. You know, Eddie's, you know, based on his running style, he's probably not going to see too many tackles above the knees.
Yeah.
You know, it's just I thought he saw a very high amount of, you know, people going low on him, and, you know, he got himself in a tough situation. Really, the play he was injured on was a low tackle in line. You know, those are very difficult. And anybody that's ever coached that position understands. I mean, it's, you know, and even when we scheme, we do everything we can to keep the free player in front of the runner, because those shots from the side, particularly in line like that, they're difficult, and that's how he got hurt. So, and James was an off the field, so that's, you know, that's unfortunate. But yeah, it's a demanding position. You never have enough runners.
Is Ty Montgomery a guy that has the potential to be a featured running back, or do you want to continue to move him around, use his versatility like you did?
Is this a fantasy football question?
No, I'm not asking about
it's touchdowns. An off-season scheme.
I know nothing about fantasy football.
No, starting that already, all right? How many reps is he going to get?
No, I mean,
yeah.
Is he
I mean, look at his body type. I mean, God, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, he's a big, strong, athletic player. Can play in and out of the backfield. I mean, I think Ty is going to get exactly what he needs. He needs to, you know, develop there from day one and get a lot more reps and just get comfortable doing the things that he's already done.
Right back to Von House. How much more help do you need to turn around what was that pass defense last year, which was an Achilles heel?
Well, our cornerback position was hit hard due to injury, and I think you have to really just look at the numbers there, because that's, you know, that's another primary position, and, you know, the inexperience there caught up to us. I mean, we had young guys playing in there battling, and you know, they did a heck of a job, but, you know, they're put in some tough situations, particularly the type of games we got into the second half of the season, and, you know, we were pretty much playing playoff games there from November on. So you learn from that, but at the end of the day, you look at each and every injury, you look at each and every player, you know, how do you think they're going to progress, and with that, I have to create those opportunities and make sure the training's there for them to develop, and I feel very confident that we'll get that done.
With a couple more guys. With the youth you have there at corner, adding someone with Devon's experience, not just in the league, but also obviously in your system, is that important to have that? That, you know, one of the things you lost with Sam, obviously, was that leadership.
Well, definitely. I mean, the experience, number one, is so valuable. Plus, you know, we still consider Devon one of our guys. You know, we drafted him, and I know he's excited to be back in Green Bay, and it's very mutual. So I just look for him to come in here and you know, claim his opportunity and make the most of it, and hopefully he's here for a long time.
Speed in the secondary, is that something that you'd like to see added this offseason?
Speed in the secondary? You always want speed in the secondary. I mean, it's
compared to where you're at right now.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a general. I mean, speed, quickness. There's more to that than 40 times. I know what you're going after, but at the end of the day, if they can line up and get into our camp, trust me, they can play on NFL Sundays.
When do you expect Corey Linsley to be able to to go this spring?
I don't have a I don't have a date for you there, but I know he's there every day. There hasn't been a day that I have not seen Corey in the weight room. You know, so he's back here full time. Has been since post surgery, and I don't know what date he'll be back though.
But could it be till camp? Do you
I don't have a date.
Okay. Are there any other guys you're worried about not being able to participate when you start next month?
That's a good question. Yeah, we haven't really talked. I'm just trying to think who's – you know, we have a couple guys going through the training room. I really don't have that for you right now.